Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
What up, dog?
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. 347-934-0966. I'm a tad bit tardy for my own party. True. I understand. It'd be like that sometime. I was on CP time today. Actually, I'm just going to keep it real with you. Honestly, I'm late because I had to go to my son's first basketball practice. Season getting ready to start, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I'm a daddy, you know what I mean? So I had to go over there and handle that, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit late, about 5 minutes late. Yeah, it's whatever. For the kids, man, you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do, man. Anyway, welcome to K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Hit us up on Twitter at K100_radio. At K100_radio. All right, welcome to another episode of the Subway, the Underground Ride Out. You dig? Hold on. Let me get that sound effect. I just like to hear that shit pump through. Anyway, of course, you know, this is where we play. All indie music here on the show. All we do is run the music. You know what I mean? We show love to the independent artists, the underground movements that's going on out here. We got a lot of music, of course, on deck. Hip-hop and R&B from all kinds of styles. You know what I mean? People from all over the country, man, send music into K100 Internet Radio, man. And we try to show love and just run the music, get people's feedback on the Illa Kill segment. That's our other music segment. You know, but one of our core missions over here at K100 is, of course, to show love to the independent artists in the underground. Get them exposed to the masses, low cost if they pay anything. It's a couple of services that we pay for. Like if you want interviews and stuff, that's only $25 if you want an all-out interview on the subway or whatever. A scheduled interview so you can have people call in, listen to it live, and interact with you on the phone lines. That's only $25, but it doesn't cost anything to get onto the show. All you got to do is have good music. And our other segment, which is Illa Kill. All right. Our other segment, which is Illa Kill, is where we play the songs that the artist has sent us in, and we play them live on the air. And then we go to the phone lines and see what's popping, see who, what they think about it, if it's an ill or if it's a kill. Of course, the artist has to get more ill votes than kill votes. And then they get put onto this segment, which is the subway, where we just let the music run, all right? So that's how it works over here at K100 Internet Radio on the music side. Of course, we have talk segments. We have talk segments. And the talk segments range from music-related issues, politics, sex. You can talk about it. We've talked about it all over here at K100 Internet Radio. We're on episode 403. So just imagine, you know, and We've covered it all. We ran the gamut. We've got to start recirculating and recycling some of the topics. We've talked about so much stuff over here. But the music never gets old. So again, if you want to hit us up on the phone lines during the live hours, 347-934-0966 during live hours, which are Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. If we're live and we don't do a live airing, we'll let you know. We'll put it on Facebook or Twitter, which is why you need to follow us so you don't be thinking we're going live and for whatever reason, be it a holiday or whatever. I don't know. I could just not want to do it. I don't know. That's rare. It's rare that I just don't do it because I don't want to do it. If I'm not doing it, it's a 90% chance that it's a holiday or we have something music related that we have to be at an event that we're invited to or something that we can't air live. We can't be in the studio. We got to be out on the ground. That's the only really mostly the reason that I don't do the show. All right. Shouts out to Sharon Showcase over on Eastside Atlanta. Last night I was a guest judge over there and they had some great talent. They gave away a stack. When they say they're giving away a stack, they fucking put this fucking $1,000 on the fucking table and they give away the fucking stack. Shouts out to them for just keeping it 100 that they open mic showcase. So I was in charge of picking who gets $1,000 last night. And it was a great showcase, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the winners. I seen the homie Southside Tonio, Jay Harden, the homie Trap Banks. All these guys have been played on K100 Internet Radio. Those guys came through, rocked out. Some new people. Shouts out to the homie Looney that won the $350. He won first place. There's $1,000 given out over different places. You know what I'm saying? And it's a couple of new talent that got the connects and stuff. They're supposed to be hitting me up. Actually, two of them sending music in for Illa Kill. So we got some new additions going to be hopefully getting added to the show via that showcase. But it was good to just be in that position. I was DJing with, I was judging with DJ Unk. If you know about DJ Unk, you know what I'm saying? It's a go DJs, walk it out. He was one of my co-hosts, my homie Glenwood Lalo. And, of course, it was thrown by Sharon's Entertainment. So it was a good look, man. We had a lot of fun over there. So those are the kind of things that I be doing sometimes. If I'm out networking, I'm going to judge at an event or something like that. Then we won't air live. You can catch a replay. It won't kill you. I know you ain't heard every show. I know you ain't. Nobody has but me. I'm the only one. So let me go ahead and get ready to get to the music. Got somebody on the phone lines real quick. Let me see if you want to holler at me. Then go ahead and press play. Top of the hour, we also got the homie Miko, the R&B singer Miko. He's going to be calling into the show around the 9 o'clock hour. And we're going to be doing a live interview with him, play his new joint called Take It Low. We're going to give him the shine. I met him before, but ran into him again this past week at Time to Shine concert series by Urban Female Entertainment. Shouts out to Moo Legend for another great event. And I performed there that night, too. Shouts out to Lois Lane. She performed. And Miko performed. He killed it. Both of them killed it. Cheeky Brown, another artist that's played on K1 Radio, she killed it. My homegirl Kelsey Nicole was in the building. Glenwood Lalo came through. Who else? Ray Lavender, the headliner. He absolutely really killed it. You know what I'm saying? He's a talented artist. We're trying to get him over here. And I met a couple of new people that's supposed to be sending me music that's going to be over here on K1 Internet Radio at the Time to Shine series. So it's been a productive weekend outside of just doing K1 Radio for me. Performing at the Time to Shine concert series and then judging over there, networking over there also, and judging over there at Sharon's Showcase. So it's been busy, man. I had a busy week. That's why I didn't air Thursday. If anybody wanted to know why I wasn't live Thursday, that's a perfect example. We had to perform. We had to be in the building early for the Time to Shine concert series. So those type of things, man, we got going on. All this stuff that I'm talking about, I've told you this 100 times, and I'm going to tell you again and again and again. Everything that I'm talking about, you can find out more about it and be a part of these great events. All you got to do is go to chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com. That's the main website. That's the main website for the company, for K100 Radio. All right, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. All these events have been posted on there. If you wanted to be a part of it, you want to come through, you want to win $1,000, you want to be in the showcase at Time to Shine, all this information is always on chainlessentertainment.com. Everything that I'm a part of, I always put it on there. And all your artists got to do is go over there. I'm trying to make everybody understand this is a hub of information at Chainless Entertainment. It's not just about our label and my music. It's about the rest of the indie artists. We got other artists' music over there posted, highlighting them. And we got events posted up, connections, contacts. You know what I'm saying? So you need to go over there and check it out if you haven't, man. Chainlessentertainment.com. Okay, 317-985, before I go to the music. What's popping? Who's this?
What up, Blitham? This your boy, Mr. Drastic, man.
What's going on, homie? What's popping with you?
Ain't
doing
nothing but chilling, man. You know I
gotta
check in every time, man.
I feel you, man. Thanks for calling into the show, homie.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just want to do a quick shout out if I can, man. You know what I'm saying? Want everybody to look out for that, you know what I'm saying, a word from the mister coming out real soon, man, about the empty streets. You know what I'm saying? They can follow me on Twitter at the mister 317, you know what I mean? I'm on Facebook, all that shit, you know what I mean? Tell them how to let me, man.
Well, holler at the homie, man. He always show love, and he be supporting the show. So I got to show love to the homie. You know what I mean? All right. So we're gonna go ahead and get back and get to the music because I was a little bit late starting, but it don't matter. I've eaten about 15 minutes of damn time talking and shit. So let's go ahead and get this music rolling. And of course we got an interview coming up at 9 o'clock. So we gotta go ahead and start this music rolling and squeeze this thing in, man. All right, thanks for calling into the show, homie. Let me go ahead and press play on this shit. All right.
Yep.
All right. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can stream us live on the internet. 347-934-0966. That's where you can call the phone lines and hit us up. You want to shout out, whatever. Again, top of the hour, Miko's going to be on the line. We're going to play his new joint, and we're going to give him an interview, talk a little shit, have a little fun. You're rocking with the best of them, you dig? K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man, and welcome to the Subway.
girls, girls, girls. Can't get enough of y'all. Man, it's too much of y'all. You just one of y'all. Hey, if I could, I would ask all. On my team like basketball. Short or tall, light or brown. East the west, south side of town. It doesn't matter. Just gotta have her.
There's so many girls, I cannot choose one. Cause there's so many girls in this world to choose from. I'm not a player, I just can't make my mind up. It's a long list, baby, just sign up.
I can't choose just one. me off the phone, don't get it crooked, daddy. My heart beats for you all day long, ain't no other new. Ain't no weather, we don't need nobody up, cause we fully equipped. Down for you, down for us, down to keep you buffing up, down to keep my left shade up, down to keep that ego up. I'ma keep it flowing like you swimming seven seas, and yes, I am a good girl, so only seven have seen me in that way. Go that way, get these lanes out my face, strut into the bank to cash my check, bring an X along the way. I don't know what they gotta say, cause you on my mind, I'm here to say, just call me, babe, you're worth the wait. Ain't no, about to take your place, no.
Got gunned down in one round. Ooh, she got that dumb head. Left a dumbfound. Put this on your tongue and I'ma show you how to smile it work. Work your body in my hot tub and I'ma call that bath and body work. I make it talk back, call that a pussy powwow. Hit her with this four-footer, she call my little bow wow. We just trying to catch him, ain't with all that catching feelings. Take you up to Marvin's room, sexual healing. Damn love, you so appealing. That banana thong, you know I'm trying to build it. Killer instinct, best for rap cause I'm trying to kill it. Damn love, you so appealing, you know the feeling I'm talking about. I'ma knock it out like a title bout. I'm talking Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Smoking loud and stacking money to the ceiling. Charlie singing on the hater, yeah, we winning. Bad bitches on my dick cause I be spending. Getting money, got to know that I be getting it. To the ceiling, yeah, we winning. I be spending.
Get into the money, how to do my problem. My bank account got commas, my bank account. Jackie Lou are proud of my partner now. Everywhere I go, I fuck with them. Once the girls go, I fall in love with them. But I ain't trying to fall in love with them. And I ain't trying to lose money chasing bitches. But you cannot lose bitches chasing money. Got more money than me, I doubt it. Got accounting for my counting. Got a climate just to count it. Like Scrooge, I swim in the money, I dive in. Got a lifeguard to keep from drowning. Got arthritis just from counting. So fuck nigga, what you saying? You go to the bank, boy, quit stop playing. I got a brick truck just to bring it.
My bank account got commas. Money can't fit in my pocket. Got a bad bitch, I don't call her. Too busy chasing them dollars. If you broke, that's your problem. No hate because I got call on. Just getting to the money.
Just chilling in my pocket, yeah, it ain't hanging out. Money talks and you too broke to hold a conversation out. So shut up, I'ma get this money and that's by any means. Like I'm gon' fit all of this dough in my skinny jeans. I'm stunting 20, 50, 100. My wallet on climax because that money keep on coming. Like rain, rain, go away. How much he gon' throw today? Pockets obese, they overweight. Fool fight, how I'm throwing cash.
Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friends. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shake that shit, gotta right that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like in a good sense. None of y'all niggas ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch you done make that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run for your bills. Not if you love honor and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for them hoes and die by the bitch. How you gonna get rich? If you flipping bricks but ain't saving up shit. See, y'all niggas ain't dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all niggas go to jail, y'all niggas gon' tear. But you still get life, that's right. Now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You a goddamn lie, you a goddamn rat. And you work with them boys, now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
And I love this shit. And I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Cracker wanna see me fall under the influence, but I'm above that. so I try to be cool. Cause there's some kids that's in me school when they hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Nigga, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child. But you gotta quit playing, you gotta shoot for the stars. I don't know about them, but we gotta teach all. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that, like, in the good sense, none of y'all niggas ain't dumb. But you're not that bright if you use that brain that you got in your head. And then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh. You're on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. Niggas ain't got shit for it. They ain't got shit for it. But they know I'm good. And I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me. Some nigga hate on me, but fuck it, I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
Cannon. Shot my niggas locked down in federal penitentiary. Shot the Jarvis. Kip Kentonio. Big Pat, what up? Shot the Cuzzo.
Cannon.
Cannon. Wayne Perry, what up? Polo holds ahead. Shot the Timex.
The only thing I own is up in boxes, and them trash bags got my socks and my boxes in them. My tank tops, sweatpants, shirts, and denim, it's a lot, but I'ma try to fit them in your whole closet. And off tops, I appreciate it, staying at your spot, and I can't help you with the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit. So I won't hear nobody say I ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this. Since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother's fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter. While mama trying to get herself together, now I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather, I just need to stack some cheddar. But till then, hey listen dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch, let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy couch, can't even sleep, Joe, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy couch, man, I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living. Soon, damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't wanna take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, Joe, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there when there wasn't nowhere else to go.
Hey, dog, you know you can sleep here.
I appreciate it, Joe. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. This too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy couch, let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy couch,
waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar face, sitting out and I gotta say what's up. Since the nigga sleeping on the couch, they ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king-size bed to stuff in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong in my apartment. Cause we starting to irritate each other, beefing over small shit. Cause he need his space like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the stores with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy.
Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
on my homeboy couch.
Let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy couch,
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy couch.
Can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog, money tight right now.
On my homeboy couch.
Let me sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy couch.
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks now.
On my homeboy couch.
Can't even sleep though.
Meet me at the candy store. We get the gun strong.
Hey, 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 hey.
And
out to all the fathers in the world. I know you mean well. I guess I just didn't understand. Real lay low, I hope you understand me. I'm on my Tupac Shakur shit right now. I was on the 16, kicked out in the streets. I did what I had to, a man had to eat. My father was there, but then again, he really wasn't. I remember the beatings, but can't seem to recall the love. And I was struggling for a father figure. And you either didn't see that, you ain't father, nigga. You used to say I need to stop hanging around them thugs, but they the only men in my life to show me love. And where was you when I got beat up by the cops? Where was you when I got shot on the block? You think I don't remember when you left my mama in the house all alone? We didn't see it coming. You just packed your bags, hit the door, and never said bye. To this day, you ain't never said why. And it was me and my sister that kept my mama strong. Uncle's head, too, his daddy was gone. That's why I'm right, dear father. I know I'm gonna be who I am, but I just see you ain't give a damn. That's why I'm right, dear father. My mom stays strong, right? She ain't never left me alone, homie. Oh, my God, dear father, this father can't raise a home alone. Why every time I look up, you're gone. I'm wrong, dear father, you're gone when I was wrong. Remember when you pistol whipped me in the house? Cause you came home and caught me and my girl making out. Your discipline was physical, you move aside. Why you think my criminal record so full of vibes? Beat me down so much I couldn't cry no more. Strip me down and you beat me with the 4x4. You fucked me up, not physically but mentally. You made me think that I was never meant to be. I had many fathers in my life, but you wasn't one. I never knew there was a father's day till I had a son. When I went to the pen, you never came to visit. Didn't write, didn't send no money or no pictures. Now that's a heartless individual. You gon' have your bad luck. That's how I know I'm your son. Cause I don't really give a fuck. You gave me no support when I told you I was rapping, wishing you the best that ever happened. That's why I'm writing, dear father. I know I'm meant to be who I am, but I just see you ain't give a damn. That's why I'm writing, dear father. My mama stays strong for me. She ain't never let me alone, homie. That's why I'm writing, dear father. Can't raise a home alone. Why every time I look up, you were gone, huh? You was gone when I was wrong. I was gone when I was right. Now I'm sorry you in my life. That's why I'm right. Now I'ma keep it real with you. My little sister, only reason that I deal with you. She try to keep it peace, so the family won't divide. She don't know how many nights she made my little sister cry. Yeah, I had a few sick thoughts, and that's a fact. But I heard you were preaching now. Imagine that. You say you found God, but you still putting me down. Which God you serving? Quit fooling around. Told my son you ain't his granddad. He ain't gonna get mad for something I ain't ever had. You know what's crazy though? I respect my uncles way more than you. But we ain't beefing dope, so ain't no need to call the truth. So I'ma do me, and you can just keep doing you. I'm sure you got other children you can talk to. Sitting me down, father, son, bond, days are gone. I learned about the birds and bees on my own. Bond, right, dear father, I never meant to be who I am, but I just see you ain't give a damn. Bond, right, dear father, my mama stay strong for me. She ain't never left me alone, homie. Bond, right, dear father, this father can't raise a home alone. Why every time I look up, you were gone, huh? You was gone when I was wrong. I was wrong when I was right. Gone. Why you in my life? That's why I'm right, dear. I mean, it ain't no hate. It ain't no hate. I still love you, man. Letter to you so that you know how I feel, you know what I mean?
myself in other ways.
The first time I saw you, I met you through an acquaintance. I had to tell myself, slick, hold on, we gon' be patient. The first time we argued, I miscommunication. I knew that you'd be mine, but I was stuck in a situation. Got out of my situation, found you, yes I did. I loved our conversations and time spent at the crib. Gravity pulling me your way, with you like every day. Love your fucking style, and when I seen you, took my breath away. Say someone's too good to be true, then they usually are. Arguments turn to fight and started tearing us apart. It seems like we went from sugar to shit faster. Our attitudes together was recipe for disaster. The payback for all I done is the Lord cursing me. Never met a woman that could bring out the worst in me. Trying to make it work, want her to be my one and only. But sometimes I swear it's meant for me to be lonely. Cause I hear,
and now she
is,
and then I hear say, but I'll then we both hear, but all I hear, but all she hear is, and then I hear.
Man, it's fucked up, cause everybody thought that we was last wrong. See what happens when you don't have a foundation to stand on. Being honest, I'm surprised we made it to this period. Being with you like being with a bitch on a period. All that damn complaining, mom, I'm so sick of hearing it. Shit we argue about, come on, you know that shit was ignorant. I had the nerve to want you to be my child next mother. How we supposed to be lovers when we belittle each other? You knew the things that we did and said, mom, was dead wrong. Hard to turn the makeup and for her, that was a turn on. Shit wasn't running good, we like a bad motor. Had to come to realization, this relationship has been over. I can never make you happy, ma, or meet your expectations. My feelings in this luggage, my heart with me, I'll be taking. I'll be good luck to the next nigga, put up with you, bitch. It's my breakup letter to you, sincerely slick, and I hear.
And now she hear it. Then all I hear is, she hear me say, and all I hear her say is, but all we both say is, it ain't working like, you know what I mean?
When you get to that point, when all you hear is, you know, all she hears is you say, and all you hear her say is, y'all not even listening to each other no more, man. Sometimes we treat relationships like puzzles, man. It may look good, look like it goes there, but then we trying to force it to fit. Yeah, that's where we at. So, this is my breakup letter, baby. You know, something's got to give. Slick. Oh, yeah. A PA.
Welcome to Freezy Playhouse, girl. A land that I'm gonna take you to ecstasy on. I know a lot of them say that they gonna make you say this and that, but I'm gonna make you say,
I give her the business. She give me my props. She turn to my victim. Soon as I hit her spot, I can hear her say,
it's showtime, and I'ma show it. You know I'm about to blow it. Once you feel it, you're gonna know it. Cause the notes you're hitting, girl, I'ma hold it. Say your wishes from my kisses. Up and down that spine, girl, I'm a fish it. You're in a mission, exploring suspicion. That's very deep inside your intuition. How do you want it? Fast or slow? Soft or hard? Do you let go? Let me know what your wishes is. My command, you're queen to me. What you mean to me? The Titanic sailing in your ocean sea. Me set you free. Let me make you be all you
can be. I give her the business. She give me my props.
She turned to my big toe. Soon as I hit her spot, I can hear her say,
chicken than ever. You know the team. SKE, baby. On top of the motherfucking globe. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. When they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is, man? Nah. They try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is, man? Nah. They must be drinking all that Haterade away that I make them say, who we think he is, man? Nah. Yeah, I know I'm the man, I think that for I am. They say, who we think he is, man? Now put your hands back up in the air. Hey, no, I'm not the same trail from back of the year. I've been courteous enough, now I'm back in my chair. Middle finger to the ones that's hating the fact that we had. Vision blurry, I'ma help you in making it clear. Run on everything, we going to the top this year. And I'ma do what it takes on getting a share. It's a dirty game and guess what, I ain't playing it fair. Don't judge a book by its cover, cause you will never know what's up under that cover. Cause I could be the coolest motherfucker, turn around the forecast and be the coldest motherfucker. Oh wow, can't believe he's talking reckless. Oh my god, did he just curse in his breakfast? You damn right, I just did the unexpected. I give it first pass when I deliver the message. Nigga, when they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is, man? Nah, they try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is, man? Nah, they must be drinking all that Haterade away that I make them say, who we think he is, man? Nah. Yeah, I know I'm the man, I think before I am. They say, who we think he is, man? I told y'all that you didn't see the last of me. I remember days rapping niggas used to pass on me, and girls I used to like a lot threw trash on me. Yeah, they got a couple giggles, couple laughs on me. I fast forward a couple years, a couple stacks on me. A little this, a little that, a couple bags on me. And now they on the internet keeping tags on me, looking for a contact, tag to throw the ass on me. So slow, now they all moving fast on me. They want me to lock up in like I got a badge on me. They gon' mess around and have to get their dad on me. Tell it like it is, and I know they gon' spaz on me. No, 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 it's no disrespect, man. Yeah, 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 I'm on to the next mind. And you like, what is all the hype when I go by? I'm on a whole another level when you know why. Yeah, when they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is, man? Nah, they try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is, man? Nah, they must be drinking all that Haterade away that I make them say, who we think he is, man? Nah, yeah, I know I'm the man, I think that for I am. They say, who we think he is, man? I ain't trying to say that I'm better than y'all, cause I'm about to show that I'm greater than y'all. Yeah, I made a fortune without telling it all. You wanna buy a dream, you can't afford it, I'll sell it to y'all. No, you can't set your own price. It's like putting a lease on your own life. It's like saving yourself with your own knife. It's like taking a gamble when you lose with your own dice. Therefore, I stop caring what my bro's like. Forget the cons, wanted to see what the pros like. I know I'ma be a star in my own right, and I'ma go raw any role cause I chose right. Fuck your general, I'm on top of the pinnacle. About to blow up like I'm mixing the wrong chemicals. Y'all too typical, typical with subliminals. Why you worry about me? Get the hell off my genitals. When they see me ride by and I'm looking so fly, they say, who we think he is, man? Nah, they try to keep me in the gutter, but they see me on the come up. They say, who we think he is, man? Nah, they must be drinking all that Haterade away that I make them say, who we think he is, man? Nah, yeah, I know I'm the man, I think that for I am. They say, who we think he is, man?
Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Welcome back to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. Welcome to another episode of The Subway, man, where we break indie artist music. I'm saying we got a lot of cats that we just played. Let me go ahead and tell you who it is so we can make sure you know who you just rocking out to here on the show. We started the show out with Zay Fox, I Don't Want to Sleep. C.I. Keem and G-Swag with Girls, Girls, Girls. Representing up top, Lady Lyric right by my side. The A50 checking in, J-Lyric featuring T-Pain and Young Jock, Addicted to Sex. A-Town, I'm Hucky, Money to the Ceiling, the Mascot Commas, 813 checking in, the homie Young AJ featuring Trick Daddy, On My Job, Midwest checking in, Trey with Homeboy's Couch. It's one of my favorites right there. That shit's so crazy. Duval, Ill-Dot Logic with Gumballs, Eastside Atlanta, Glenwood Layla with Dear Father, Tennessee checking in, Slick the CEO, Breakup Letter, Carolina checking in, Ben Freezy, I Can Hear Her Say, Miss Honey Lee, I Want to Love You, and the homie representing Philly, Trail Mac, with Who We Think He Is, man. Shouts out to the artist, you dead? So, I told you guys at the top of the hour, we're a little bit late, what were we, 10 minutes late? Suicide. I told you that the homie Miko was going to be hitting us on the line, and we got him on the line coming on right now. Miko, with Take It Low, he's got a new joint coming out, you feel me? I just seen the homie rock the stage at the Time to Shine concert series over there with Moo Legend this past Thursday. You feel me? He did his thing. I seen him rock before. He goes hard. Welcome to the show, man, homie. Miko, what's popping, man?
What's going on with you, big homie? You all right, man?
I'm good, man. I'm over here chilling, man. Welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming through. Big round of applause, please. Word. What's happening, man?
Appreciate you, man. I'm good, man. But I ain't trying to stay, trying to stay out of this weather, man. You know, the weather keeps switching back and forth. We're trying to stay healthy on this road. You already know how that goes.
I feel you, man. You know, you are, man, you know what? You R&B cats, man. You should be happy it's raining. You already an R&B singer. It's raining. I know it's going down for Miko. I already know how it's going down for R&B singer when it's raining.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. It's like one of my favorites, you know. Yeah, I like the rain, you know, for my own reasons, you know. It is what it is.
So, first of all, tell the people, because this is your first time on the show, so we're going to play your joint in a minute, but tell the people where you're from. All right, what's the first thing? Where you from? Where you hail from?
I'm born and raised in the A-Town, man. Zone 3 in the building, man. Great Memorial. You already know how we get in there. You know, representing the A, man. You already know how we get in there.
Absolutely. So the homie represents A-Town. And, you know, I've been here since the late 90s, but, you know, of course, I'm a transplant like most of the people that I run into here, especially in the industry. And what's it like for you, man, being from Atlanta, and you got so many other people who live here now that's doing music? It's like, you know, in the game, we be out and about. I know you be out and about on the ground. I be on my ground. I be everywhere. You feel me? And I always meet people that's doing music here. But it's rare that I just really meet somebody who was born and raised. I rarely meet Grady Babies out here on the ground. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, man, like, I feel the same way, man. Like, I've been born and raised in the A, man. I haven't met too many people from Atlanta myself, and it's been a while. I just keep grinding, man. You know, like, I don't have, like, pretty much, I just keep grinding. Yeah, you playing music. You know, like right now, like I stay grinding, man. It don't really bother me as far as like so many people in the industry down here in Atlanta, man, because like, you know, it is saturated. But with me, you know, I look at it like this, you know, you can have 10 people, 10 artists or whatever, but if you bring one high act and one high artist come in at, then he's going to stand apart from those other 10. So, you know, I really don't have a issue with so many artists being here because, you know, it just means you got to step up to the plate. You know, as we call it in the A, we call it getting, I call it getting on the treadmill. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on the treadmill. You got to do what you got to do. So, keep grinding. That's what I keep doing, and my show for that. So, you know, that's how we do it.
All right. I like that answer. Another question I got for you. As being an indie R&B artist, what do you think about the direction that R&B is taking right now? Like, you'll notice, like, it's really different from, you know, back in, you know, maybe, I guess you could say the 90s, you know what I'm saying, and around, I guess, the turn of the century, where it was more about crooning, you feel me? It was slower, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like you can't tell what some of the top R&B acts, if they rappers or not. We don't know. We confused. Cats getting on tracks and flowing and everything. What do you think about the direction? Because it's going farther away from crooning, and just they being more. They highlight a lot of the R&B cats that's more hip hop, more so than just, you know, really singing as much. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, like, my thing is, like, I grew up listening to, like, in my household, my daddy played, like, you know, the Temptations, the Teddy Pendergrass, you know, Shy Lights, Delphonics, Manhattan, people like that, you know, Gerald LaVert. So I understand what you're saying. Like, I grew up listening to that. So with my music, I continue to use those things that I grew up listening to that I love so much into my music, because R&B has changed. Like, you know, people not really singing as much, or, you know, there's not even, it's not really an R&B category anymore. You know, you have you have your Ushers and you have your Trays and, you know, Chris Brown. They're kind of holding down the genre right now. But, you know, that's pretty much it. And most of the time they're either switching from one side to the other. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But, like, that feeling that I used to get, or that my mom and them used to get, and that everybody used to get when a certain song came on the radio, that you'd be like, man, remember that? Remember, it puts you back in a certain time. Like,
right.
My thing is, you wonder why people, you wonder why you go to the club and the last song you might hear is a Frankie Beverly May song, or you might hear a Donny Hathaway song or something that people just, they always go back to it. It's because we're missing that. So I think that's something our generation is lacking. And I feel like, you know, with me, you know, I'm young, but that was a big part of my life and the way I was brought up. So I want to make sure I keep that instilled in my music. I mean, we should never lose, you know, I think we all are a product of our environment. So I don't think that's something, I don't want to lose that feeling of having that old croon and sit there and just get into it and just that you really hear what I'm doing. Not all the movement. I mean, the dancing and all that's great, but sit there for a second and let you really hear what I'm saying, really get into it. I think we've lost that substance of that. So that's definitely something I'm trying to bring back into my music, man. You know, that, like I said, that's what I grew up listening to, and it's a big part of what I do now. Definitely.
Okay. Well, I really think that the genre is missing that immensely, just like I think hip-hop is missing real lyrics and original production. Every rapper wants to rap on trap beats and be turned up and swagged out, and it's fucking sickening me. And I feel like that about, you know, your genre, because I grew up, you know what I'm saying, I think maybe, you know, we got, like you said, you got a couple of new schoolers, maybe Trey Songz kind of maybe holding down, who's getting, I mean, there's a lot of guys like you yourself, and when I, on my show, you notice that when I refer to people, I try not to just refer to just superstars, but we'll just talk about it for right now. You've got people like, you know, Trader that they got the money behind. That's, you know, he sings and he makes songs like that. You feel me? But I mean, it seems like an end of the era. I think R. Kelly might have been, you know, the last great, you know what I'm saying, that came out and just really made timeless songs. You feel what I'm saying? And
yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, go ahead. What were you saying? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, I definitely understand what you're saying. I mean, like it's a certain feeling. I understand what you're saying. It's a certain feeling that you get when you hear certain music. When you hear certain people make music, like, it puts you in a mood. And, you know, music is not doing that anymore. You know, it's like here today, gone tomorrow type thing. It's like a fad. You know, people jump on fads. So, you know, I think it's something that we got to get back to. I think that's why the music industry is in the position that it's in now, because of fads and the reason that people jump on certain things. But I believe with the right, you know, with the right artist, the right music, you know, we can get back to that point. Not necessarily get all the way back to the point that where we were, but but where music felt good like it used to feel back then, and to where people can, like, man, 5 years, 6 years later, they still want to put your album, they still want to put 12 Play in, they still want to put the Bumpin' Ground album in, they still want to put B2B.com in, you know, I mean, it is what it is, great music, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely understand what you're saying, and I'm out here campaigning, man, right and wrong, trying to do my part to fix that, change that around. Definitely.
All right. So of course, you know, the ladies may want to know, you feel me, and of course I'm pretty sure when it comes to your music, how much of your music is your life incorporated with it? You know what I'm saying? As an MC and other people that I know, I really try to, you know, keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I try to incorporate stuff that's really going on in my life. That's where my music has evolved over the past couple of years. I used to rap about, you know what I'm saying, dope guns and all that kind of shit. Well, I was doing all that shit. That's why I was rapping about that shit. And even though I did it and I'm making still touch on it now, my life has changed. It went to a new direction. So I rap about different things now. But how much of your life is incorporated into your music? Like, do you write, when you sit down and you write your songs, do you think what would sound hot or what you're going through more so when you sit down and feel a track? Which one do you go with mostly?
Well, the easiest thing for me is writing from experience. Like, I say 95% of everything that I write is from something I've experienced. Like Take It Low is what I experienced. You know what I'm saying? Like, my last song, like Repeat, that's what I experienced. A Repeat is a song I did with the Renegades with DJ Khaled. I went in and lived one night, and that song is what I experienced. Take It Low is what happened when I went to Magic one night, you know? So these things are what I experienced, you know? As far as, like, making it hot, you know, I'm young. I'm in the streets. I'm moving around a lot. So, you know, I'm a product of my environment, so I'm going to be hip to what's going on anyway, slang-wise, or, you know, the way I talk, anything. So it's going to come out in my music anyway, so I don't really have to change up, talk about anything more than what I do already. You know, I feel like I'm a fly cat anyway, so I don't have to do all that extra stuff as far as, like, you know, my thing is, like, I don't I don't slang, I don't slang drugs. I don't do this, you know, to each his own. You know, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But I'm not going to talk about something I don't know nothing about, because it can come back to bite you. I've seen it firsthand. So my thing is, I do what I do, and I talk about what I talk about. And, you know, my thing is that those things that I talk about, I'm very, very knowledgeable, you know, as far as what I talk about. So I keep it moving like that, man. But, you know, a lot of people tend to get caught up in the fad and what's hip and what to talk about. And I've seen it come back and bite them. But me personally, like, if I'm talking about it, then I've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
100. That's just what's up.
That's what's up. I like the answer. Uh-huh.
So, Got people on the phone line and stuff, just checking in and listening to the show. I'm pretty sure people just, you know, checking in and listening. That's cool. Probably some females on the line. So how much just be honest, man. You got to keep it 100. The name of the show is K100 Radio. It's stand for keeping 100, man. Do you love the groupies? You got to know.
Man, yeah,
you,
man, really, I love,
you,
I love,
you be down,
man,
with the groupie action on the road, man? You down with the groupie action?
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, it is. You know, we had our moments, you know, it's time to grow up. You know, sometimes it eventually got to grow up, but, you know, when you first get out, you know, you kind of experiencing things and you kind of excited about things. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, man, as of late, man, I've been trying to keep it real easy on it, man. I'm kind of focused on what I'm doing on the road, man, making sure my health is where it should be, making sure that I'm getting my, my acting class and all these things out the way, make sure I'm getting all this stuff taken care of. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all right. You know, you see a little short on the road, it's all right, you know, to talk, whatever, like that, and whatever. You know, you're grown. So, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do anyway.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to do what you want to do anyway. But I try to keep that all that to a minimum, man. You know, real talk, man. I just try to keep it moving, man, work. You know what I'm saying? But I love all of groupies, women who ain't groupies. I love everyone who come to my show, everyone who support me. I love the homies. I love the fellas, man, because, you know, they support, too. They might not say that right away. But they'll come up to you after the show and be like, "Yo, fam, that show was crazy. It was crazy. Oh, you got them turned up. That's cool with me. They don't got to be hooping and, you know, hoop line and all that. Let the women do that." So I shout out to everybody who come out to my show, and I shout out to everybody who support me and everything. And definitely I love the groupies, man. You know, without them, where would I be? You know what I'm saying?
Where would we be?
What producers are you working with right now in your project? Who's going to be on the project? What project are you working on, and what producers are you working with? Features? What's going on with with the music?
Well, right now, man, like I said, we're working with the Renegades down there with Cali, you know what I'm saying, on the project. I got Future on the project, you know what I'm saying? I got Ross on the project. As you know, I got Diamond also on the project, man. I got the Underdogs from L.A. You know, they got numerous hit records, man. They've worked with everybody from Aretha Franklin to Michael Jackson, man. So got them on the album. Got the Strangers and the Monsters on the album. Man, I'm just grinding, man. Like, you know, I've been blessed to work with some of the top producers. I actually just finished up with Timbaland. I got a couple of with Timbaland. So I'm blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to be out here, man, and to be able to do what I do for a living. You know what I'm saying? And wake up and do this every day. So shout out to all the people that I work with, all the people that I'm going to work with, and keep it moving, man. I'm working on a mixtape right now. A mixtape is called Begging After Dark, acronym BAD, BAD. Mm-hmm. So it's called Begging After Dark. And that's just pretty much based on what I grew up listening to. You know, H-Town, I grew up listening to H-Towns and Jodeci's. And you know how they album was just wild, like all night. You would just play it all the way through. You already know what happened.
Right.
And Rainy
Night
was a rap. So I just to pay homage to them, you know what I'm saying, that I'm always opening my shows with certain, you know, with certain covers, or, you know, just loosening people up, and to pay homage to the people that came before me, the groups and the artists came before me. I named my mixtape Begging After Dark, Bad. So, man, I'm blessed. You know, like I said, I work with a lot of people, and I'm going to continue to work with some people. I got a couple of things in the work right now. I'm trying to get situated as far as artists, you know what I'm saying, not just on the hip-hop side, but also on the pop side. So, you know, just stay tuned, man. We working.
That's what's up. One last question, and I'm going to go ahead and play this new joint by Miko, this Take a Low joint. You said you got a mixtape. What do you feel about? This is a topic of just back and forth on K100 Radio. We've had some of these shows, conversations, blog entries, and everything about the mixtape game. You feel me? And you're an R&B artist, and most people associate mixtapes with hip-hop people, and, you know, R&B artists, you know, generally drop albums and projects and stuff, but lately you see a lot more R&B artists doing mixtapes. What do you think about the mixtape game? You feel me? Do you think it's run its course, or do you still think mixtapes are the way to go right now?
Some people, there's people that are saying, look, the mixtape game is saturated or whatever, and you see people moving away from it and trying to do projects. And what do you feel about that? What do you feel about the way that mixtapes have come into the game, exploded, but then now there's a lot of everybody does a mixtape. What do you feel about that? And then we'll go to the song.
Well, what you have to understand is that with music, you understand the game change, like the industry change. You know,
right.
Some people might say, or you know, some people messed it up, but like you got your Soulja Boys and you got your Futures and your, you know, people like that, you know, your 2 Chainz or whatever like that, who had amazing mixtapes. Like even Jeezy had an amazing mixtape, turned out to be like an album. You know, my thing is that, you know, with everything you have to adapt. When times change, you have to adapt. So I don't really have an issue with the mixtape game. They're not doing music like they do anymore. I mean, like they used to do it or whatever. So my thing is like, you know, I know that the game is saturated, but with good music gets found out. You know, you want to have some of these artists get found out, or it's because, you know, somebody heard it and word of mouth. So, yeah, it can be saturated, but eventually if your product is hot, then it's going to get found out. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how that works. I don't really have it. You know, my thing is like it was something that I had never done before. You know, I put out 1 or 2 mixtapes already, but I understand how the game is going now. The game is switched up, you know, and you got to think about it. People are making getting show money off of mixtapes. You know, the game ain't how it used to be. Ain't go to the label, then make an album. It's now you can do everything on your own. The internet is you know, pretty much your label now. You know, YouTube and iTunes and all these different the outlets of media are your label now. And it's easy. So artists are able to get out there more, you know, get their music out there and put themselves in a better position. You know, my thing is, who am I to say that you shouldn't do that? You know, if you hustled up a way to get money like that, then you should do it. But music has changed. It's not, you know, there's still labels and things like that, but a label in most cases wants you to kind of get your own buzz in anyway, you know?
Yeah.
You know, this is how it works. They want you to get your own buzz. So.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So you got a hot mixtape, and then next thing you know, you getting, you know, 15, 20 racks a show off a mixtape. You know,
All right.
So it works like that.
All right. Well, go ahead and introduce your song, man. I appreciate you coming through. You feel me? First of all, tell people how they can contact you. How can they get you? What's your Twitter and all that kind of stuff? Let them know real quick.
Well, man, you know, you can hit your boy up, man. I got the website, man, MikoATL.com, Twitter.com/@MikoATL. That's at MYKOATL. Facebook, the same thing, MikoATL. Man, you can Google me. Like, I'm all over the place, actually. You know, you put my name in Miko, you're going to see good stuff pop up. You're going to see bad stuff pop up. You're going to see me all over, though. So everything, you're going to see everything about me.
What's some bad stuff?
You know what? I mean,
what bad stuff
you know,
pop up? Don't tell me now.
I already know I should say bad. I know
what
I was talking
about. What bad stuff, man?
Bad.
You got to say that about Miko? Do you got to say that about
me? No, that's what I'm saying. So go Google me. You're going to see all the good and the bad. You're going to see, wait to my bad stuff. You know, you might see this, you might see that. So, hey, you know, it is what it is, man. Keep it interesting.
All right, man. Introduce your song, man. We're going to play it, and then we're going to ride up out of here, man, and get back into the mix, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You guys, we're going to get ready to debut this new joint by Miko. Name of the joint is called Take It Low. I'm going to let him introduce it, man. We're going to play it, and we're going to get back into the music and keep riding out on the subway and take this thing on home. Go ahead, homie. Give it to us.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Miko, man. A-Town in the building. I am me. New joint, man, featuring my girl Diamond, man. Shout out to the big homie, man. Take It Low. There you go.
Let's get it, man. Welcome to the subway.
I got a bouncing rack in the back, girl, and I'm trying to throw it all on the floor. I'm trying to do, got more ass in the back, girl. All you gotta do is take it low.
Let me see you take it low.
You gon' get in trouble. I got a bouncing rack in this bag,
better grab your popcorn. You looking at a movie, sexy like a model. Body of a goddess, sliding up and down the pole. I shake it for you,
daddy.
Red bra and it's on the mat. She making it rain, I'm throwing it back. Bust them bands, nigga, don't act. You love it when I make eye contact. Go so low that he come back. Go so low that he throw rack. Rosé, dip, dip, that. Me go, bring it back.
I got about it, right to his back, girl. And I'm trying to throw it all on the floor. I'm trying to see who got more ass in the back, girl. All you gotta do is take it loud.
Let me see
loud.
You take it low, low.
Take it all off of me. Whoa, baby, I just wanna see you take them draws off of me. There's an overflow in my pocket. Hell no, I ain't stopping long as you keep on clocking. Baby, overtime's an option. We with real niggas, we popping. Haters gonna be watching. Slowing down ain't no option. Fast lane, no stopping. Keep it going, going, going. Got some rock on deck, so keep it flowing, till you break a sweat, right there, on your bubble. You're gonna get yourself in trouble.
I got a bouncy, right to his back, girl, and I'm trying to throw it all on the floor. I'm trying to see who got more ass in the back, girl. All you gotta do is take it loud.
Let me see
loud.
You take it loud.
Thank you.
time.
I'ma teach you how to fly with me, flow with me. Baby, just open your wings. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Us against the world, baby, just you and me. I'ma teach you how to fly with me, flow with me. Baby, just open your wings. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Us against the world, baby, just you and me.
They say behind a good man is a greater woman. I thank the Lord that he gave me one. You the one I would share my fame and fortune with. Cause you ride into the moon, turn back into the sun. I hope we have a lot of kids so I can tell them about the team we made to build this big everlasting dynasty. You're gorgeous, I wanna cover you up so no one else can see ya. I'm just kidding, I'll take you everywhere. Cause when the chips fall, we catch them together. You my snuggie when I'm out here in this cold weather. You inspire me to push my limit to the max ball. Till the brother hit the ground, no jack. Got in trouble, you was in the court raising hell. Had them pretty titties pressed against the glass when I'm in jail. Never seen a woman on earth with swag so mean. I'ma buy you a crown cause you my black queen.
I'ma teach you how to fly with me, flow with me. Baby, just open your wings. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Us against the world, baby, just you and me. I'ma teach you how to fly with me, flow with me. Baby, just open your wings. You ain't gotta worry about a thing.
Let me tell you what you
baby,
is.
Just you and me.
Princess Jasmine to my street rat Aladdin. You the lady to my tramp girl. Beauty so tough, my beast. When I see you like a brand new whip, you got all the right features. If I fight, then you fight, that's just how it goes. I almost laughed when you gave that girl a bloody nose. How you got that bad, man, nobody knows. You a socialite, got popular elbows. Keep my red gloves tight, like I'm fighting Rocky. And you can cook your ass off, girl, that's how you got me. Bars about you come easy, cause you inspire. You keep the bed warm, like sleeping by a campfire. Shine so bright, they couldn't help but notice. You good at filtering the bull, you know who be bogus. Trendsetter, go get her money, getting hot. 50-50 love it, we split it with each other.
I'ma teach you how to fly with me, flow with me. Baby, just open your wings. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Us against the world, baby, just you and me. I'ma teach you how to fly with me, flow with me. Baby, just open your wings. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Us against the world, baby, just you and me.
When I
watch you roll, never seen no one so damn cold.
Bars spin past that I eat beats and throw up hits and shit classics. Ew, nasty
flow, cat tactics. Mission is to get to the green like St. Patrick. Haven't even reached my peak to wreak havoc, but still seek those that preach and speak tragic. If life's a gamble, I'm all in. They take a leap of faith, I'd rather just fall in. I got so many haters that's hoping I don't win, but I'm familiar with them deadly sins of Shaolin. My God, spiritual, rap can't lyrical. Speak like a prophet, thought so biblical. Hip-hop, holy water flow, poet into you. Faith and belief through prayer is what I'm living through, yeah.
There'll be a time for you and me.
Damn it, my flow so ratchet. Killer instrumentalist, then I bury the hatchet. Whack rappers, who about to witness a tragedy? Flow so macho, man, I'm such a savage. Off the turnbuckle, bow to your chest cane. Crack ear bone in your body like an S game. Now they coming at a king like a chess game. Too many pawns make it hard to holler checkmate. Since I'm a dream of the image, I see it vividly perceived from this road that I've taken all of my energy. Okay. But still see the growth and the levels that I am finna reach. I'm orchestrating a symphony with my similes. Whoa. I don't think y'all ready for that rude boy. Big dog treating that rapper like a true sword. I'm such a jerk, no relation to your new boy. They call me Mike Barnes, I thought you knew, boy, damn.
There'll be a time for you.
This life that I'm living, they say I'm wasting time. I'm touching these people and changing these lives. With my dreams that I'm chasing, that these villains despise. But I'm never gonna stop, hero for life. This life that I'm living, they say I'm wasting time. I'm touching these people and changing these lives. With my dreams that I'm chasing, that these villains despise. But I'm never gonna stop, hero for life. Up, up in the way, it's where I'm sending these. Villains in my life trying to get in between my dreams and that, all my family and me. Cause these give my life the purpose it needs to flourish and grow, they my miracle seeds. This planet is my forest, but I'm no tree. Never rooted in a spot for very long. Young nomad wondering when I'm gonna blow. Cause blowing up is the only thing I think about. Try and be the hero that my family be hearing about. All on these blocks, by radio and newsfeed. Killing these shows, saving people from an ear bleed. Nearly the greatest, all that's missing, you believe in me. Make it so easy, no secret identity. These villains be killing me. Think I'm going far, but this hero is forever rising for the cause. This life that I'm living, they say I'm wasting time. I'm touching these people and changing these lives. With my dreams that I'm chasing, that these villains despise. But I'm never gonna stop, hero for life. This life that I'm living, they say I'm wasting time. I'm touching these people and changing these lives. With my dreams that I'm chasing, that these villains despise. But I'm never gonna stop, hero for life. Hardly time for myself, I'm out saving the day. Every day, but man, it's a blessing to say. Never falling from grace, I'm a hero forever. My situation is a blessing, these villains are jealous. But they shouldn't be, cause they could all have it too. Give up their ways, pray, walking in the same shoes. Will be, so tell me, do you understand that I'm fighting for a better yesterday for every man, woman, and kid. I'm just trying to save the world and hopefully inspire every little boy and girl. They say I'm wasting time, well, I beg to differ. I'm changing lives quicker than driving in liquor. Never missing a mission, even if sick it is sicker. My job is all about change, bank teller. I'm a good fella and an even greater man. I'm a hero forever, villains beware. I'm wasting time, I'm touching these people and changing these lives. With my dreams that I'm chasing, that these villains despise. But I'm never gonna stop, hero for life. This life that I'm living, they say I'm wasting time. I'm touching these people and changing these lives. With my dreams that I'm chasing, that these villains despise. But I'm never gonna stop, hero for life.
Thank you.
My people on, we made it through the storm. No more rainy days, cause the clouds all gone. The sun's out, now time to get our shine on. It's big for status, I wanna change status. I need it in my life, oh, fluid, dad's cat is only here for a minute, so I gotta live it up. Wanna clear about a minute, plus a couple million plus. You the world from the real, let me while I'm here. Ain't got no skills, this is hot, I'm here. Get your autographs and t-shirts.
Shout out to E-Class for letting that crazy guard down, homie. Beam when I see you. H-Dub. Who won't stop us, huh? My poker face is saying I won't fall. Only reason I went on in is, homie, I won't more. I'm a Rolling Stones cover, though, with a magazine fully loaded for those.
Shout out to my interview that came through tonight, the homie Miko representing the ATL. His joint Take It Low is what we dropped. We started this whole segment out with that, you feel me? After that, we played Miss Kendra representing the Boot, Louisiana with Missing You. Levon Dash with Fly With Me. Mike Bars with Time For You And Me. Lil D with Hero representing the 412. Naja with I Came First. Trap Banks with Status Quo. And then H and Dub with Terror Dome. Shouts out to those artists, and shouts out once again to Miko for calling in and doing a great interview. So we're getting ready to get up out of here, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Remember to go to the main site. Check out chainlessentertainment.com. C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. Chainlessentertainment.com. Go over there and check us out, man. Some of the songs that you heard today, some of the artists you can connect with them. We got opportunities for artists. They're getting ready to add a producers page, so all you artists be able to go over there and listen to some tracks from some of the producers that we're going to be putting up over there. I think the first ones we're going to do is put the presidents up there. And from there on, man, we're just going to add, you know, tracks from other producers, so the artists that come through the page can, you know, saying shop around for some tracks and stuff, and, you know, get up with some producers. Check out affiliates out, Making It Magazine, ATL Events. Check their services out. And listen to some replays of K100 Radio. Listen to some music by Chainless Entertainment. Yours truly, Blizzard in the building. What's happening? Really appreciate everybody tuning in to the show, man. What else? Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzard. Go check us out on Facebook, man. You can add me as a friend. I still got like 2,000 more people I can add. I ain't got 5,000 motherfucking friends on Facebook. I got like 2,000 or something. So go add me on Facebook, man. I mean, just don't fucking be spamming my comments, spamming my posts with your comments and shit, your links and shit. Instant deletion for that move. All right, but go over there and fuck with us, man. And then also like the pages that we got over there. We got a K100 page. I got a page over there for music myself. So rock with us over there, man. If you really be Facebook, man, over there and connect with us. We don't be, you know what I'm saying? If you post some shit, though, I might comment on it. No, post no fuck shit. I'm gonna say something. I'm telling you right now. If you and the motherfuckers like to post shit and then be like, I wish motherfuckers stay out of my business, but you put it on Facebook, though, sad to say, before I go, I can't, as much as I like it, I can't eat Papa John's pizza anymore. The motherfucker just, I tried to give him one more chance, and the motherfucker opened his fucking trap again with some anti-Obama shit, really some anti-black shit. So I'm done with Papa John's pizza. That's my favorite pizza. And I can't eat it no more because it's fuckwad. Idiot. Research that. Google that. I'm done with Papa John's. If you voted for Obama, you shouldn't support that fuck-ass business either. Fucking good pizza, too, though. Fucking rich asshole. Anyway. This was another episode of the Subway. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. Again, connect with us on the social networks. We getting ready to get up out of here, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. And catch us tomorrow. Probably going to do a talk segment tomorrow. Definitely this week we're doing Illa Kill. We ain't done Illa Kill in 2 weeks. And I got so much music stacked up. But I don't even think I'm going to actually upload all the music. I think I'm going to contact the artist and see who I need to upload. I ain't going to sit here and upload all this shit. Then they don't fucking get on the phone line. I might stop fucking with Illa Kill. I'm telling you right now. Y'all gonna make me stop fucking with Illa Kill, and then I'm gonna start just being the only person who get to pick the music, and then all y'all gonna be mad because some of y'all motherfuckers whacking. You're never gonna get on here. You've been rocking with the best of them, the Subway. We out.